But, B-U-T. Three-letter word, people use it typically as an escape clause. For example, I hear what you're saying, but, I know what you want to have done, but, and there's also, I know what the Bible teaches, but. The word but appears 4,236 times in the Bible, and not as an escape clause. For example, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 17, God is telling Adam and Eve, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die. In Psalm 4:3, we're taught, but know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Escape clause? Think not. Here's what you find in Micah chapter 3, verse 8. But as for me, I am filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord. The word but actually draws you closer to God and his works through his son Jesus and disciples. For example, John the Baptist in Luke chapter 3, verse 16 says, John answered them all, saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. There are those who think inserting the word but will limit. To the contrary, as we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21, referring to Jesus, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Invoking the word but when it comes to Father God brings with it a call to duty. One of the many examples of this comes to us from Psalm chapter 26, verse 11. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity, redeem me, and be gracious to me. This is one of the many amazing things about the Bible. A word that often is used in the world to avoid something serves instead through God's word as a means to draw us closer to God, his wisdom, along with his love, and our obligations of obedience, which we take on joyfully, having faith in his promise for the eternal rewards that await us. No buts about it.